In CI News this week, the Scottish Government accepts the Supreme Court's ruling on the definition of woman. Data from Northern Ireland's health trusts demonstrates no need for a new conversion therapy law. And a professor who was dismissed for speaking out against trans-affirming procedures receives a substantial payout. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 25th of April. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Scottish Government has announced it fully accepts the UK Supreme Court's judgment that the term woman in the Equality Act refers to biological sex. Consequently, Social Justice Secretary Shirley-Ann Somerville told Holyrood that the SNP government has no plans to bring back its controversial gender recognition reform bill, which would have allowed 16-year-olds to change their legal sex by self-declaration without a medical diagnosis. Green MSP Maggie Chapman, who is deputy convener of Holyrood's Equalities, Human Rights and Civil Justice Committee, was criticised for an outburst against the Supreme Court, accusing the senior judges of levelling bigotry, prejudice and hatred against transgender people. Writing to the Equalities Committee, KC and Dean of the Faculty of Advocates, Roddy Dunlop, called her behaviour irresponsible and reprehensible, warning it creates a risk of danger to the members of the court themselves. Elsewhere, the Prime Minister's official spokesman was asked to clarify if, in the wake of the ruling, Sir Keir Starmer still believes that men can be women. He confirmed, no, the Supreme Court judgment has made clear that when looking at the Equality Act, a woman is a biological woman. Northern Ireland's health and social care trusts have received almost no complaints about conversion practices, despite plans for a new law. In response to Freedom of Information requests, only Belfast Trust said it had received any complaints against a medical practitioner, practice, trust or other body on the grounds of conversion therapy or conversion practice. There were fewer than five complaints, with none raising concern over clinical treatment and care. The other five trusts reported no complaints at all. But under Alliance MLA Owen Tennyson's Members Bill, parents and church leaders could be jailed for up to 7 years for so-called conversion practices, including stopping their children from changing gender. The Institute's NI policy officer, James Kennedy, warned that if a new law is not designed to tackle medical practices, then the public should be wary of its true purpose.
Well, this confirms what we've long said, that there's simply no need for a new law on so-called conversion therapy. When politicians propose a new law, you'd think they would ask the medical bodies that handle these issues whether there's a problem. But instead, some MLAs have simply accepted the incorrect claims of a handful of activists as fact. Look, if a new law is not intended to tackle medical practices, then the public is right to be very wary, because a law like this would wrongly target innocent people, especially Christians and parents, anyone indeed who refuses to go along with LGBT ideology.
The Westminster government has paused plans to expand the provision of high-stakes slot machines across Great Britain. According to a letter seen by The Guardian, the Department for Culture, Media and Sport said it would not change regulations on betting machines this year over concerns about the strength of protections for vulnerable people. Currently, only 20% of slot machines in adult gaming centres can be Category B3, which have maximum stakes of £2 with prizes of up to £500. The remaining 80% must only allow stakes of up to £1 with £100 prizes. The previous government planned to allow more of the higher stakes machines and had even considered scrapping the restriction completely. But Ian Duncan-Smith, chair of the All-Party Parliamentary Group for Gambling Reform, welcomed the pause for thought. Given the insufficient protections in place for people in these venues and the addictive nature of these machines, increasing their numbers should be ruled out entirely. And finally, a professor of child psychology who was dismissed for speaking out against dangerous trans-affirming procedures has received a substantial payout. Professor Alan Josephson, who led the University of Louisville's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology, was demoted, harassed and dismissed for voicing concerns about sex swap drugs and trans surgeries for gender-confused children. He sued, and the university agreed to pay the professor almost $1.6 million in damages and legal fees for violating his constitutional right to freedom of speech. Professor Josephson welcomed the outcome, glad to finally be vindicated for voicing his professional concerns. Children deserve better than life-altering procedures that mutilate their bodies and destroy their ability to lead fulfilling lives. He hoped the ruling would lead the way for other medical practitioners to see the universal truth that altering biological sex is impossibly dangerous, while acceptance of one's sex leads to flourishing. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.